IRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGregg.com.
That's StephenGregg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry-Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Martin Kilcoyne, and the Kilcoyne Roadshow continues. We're at Neustetter's Fine Jewelers on Monday, December 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. They're just east of West County Mall on Manchester Road. Make sure to stop by and see us because Neustetter's is having a contest. They're giving away a Bulova watch and one hand-engraved jewelry item. Stop by to enter for your chance to win. We will see you Monday, December 14th at Neustetter's Fine Jewelers on Manchester.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Is this the part where you said I could sing along?
Just direct your feet.
Yeah, you can.
What?
Just go up to the microphone. Just go up to the microphone.
What? What?
Like this? I think I know the song because I hear the show before. It's your step.
Life can be so sweet
on the sunny side of the street. How am I doing?
You're doing great. In the shade.
With those blues, with the blues on parade. I am not afraid. I'll tell you why.
This road, because the road. With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
I cannot agree with you more. And I do not appreciate that. Because I see what you say. Not going to be because of me. Because you say I ruined the show. I don't think so. I have heard the show. You ruined show. I've heard you do it before.
We didn't say all that.
Go ahead, keep it going. I like you.
We didn't say all of that.
And what is your name? Dan? You Dan?
Yes.
You must be the peon he called you.
No.
No, the other one, the peon.
Yeah, the other one's peon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who is this? Who are you?
Well, I'm known as Unknown Accent Man. And I tell you why. Because I travel the world and I pick up accent everywhere. I pick some Spanish, I pick up some Arabian, a little bit of every little French, occasionally I hear a little French in there. I pick up everything. So I am multi-accent man. I stay nowhere long enough to pick up full accent.
Is that unknown?
A little piece of everything.
Unknown accent man or multi-accent man?
Well, either one.
Okay.
Let's go multi.
Okay.
Multi-accent man. Okay. How are you two today?
Great.
Very good.
We're fine.
Why are you laughing at me? Why?
I don't know. Well, you said tutu today.
We live in a world of hate and bullying, and you laugh at me. I come in one day.
I was laughing with you. I was because you said tutu.
What is the Frank? What is that they laugh at me?
Oh, they're jerks. They're just jerks. Those two. Don't worry about it.
When he said, "Don't worry, you're a jerk."
Okay.
That you make fun.
He's right.
Let me ask the peon.
Yes.
You have Archie, the little boy?
Yes.
Yeah, are you going to teach him to make fun like you? Of
course.
Is that
probably
how you raise him? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, what a wonderful dad you are. A father of the year. Make fun of a people who are different.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go. I only came to bring people together.
Okay.
So maybe I could cause, maybe how somehow you say, teach or learn people to get along with other accent people, but it's not working.
With other accent people?
Oh, go ahead, make fun.
No, I'm leaving.
Screw you. Is that how you say in English? Screw you?
Yeah.
Screw you, I'm leaving.
You learned that pretty well.
Frank, I'm never doing this again. These people are a-holes, okay? I'm gone.
Well, way to go.
What?
Way to go, you guys. I meet this guy, nice guy. And you make fun of him.
It was probably just the
language barrier.
You caused
Funny Talking Man to commit suicide, for goodness sake.
Well, that was...
How do you sleep at night?
That was unfortunate.
Yeah, we don't take the blame for that. That was his decision and his choice.
Yeah, I think sometimes people are responsible. But enough about that. Enough about your bullying and making fun of people. Let's welcome everybody to the show. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. Thursday has become a day where we have a
Day of Reckoning?
Well, no. A couple months ago, we started bringing Scott Sherman in here, and from the minute he started, it's been a huge success.
Yeah.
And people, I will tell you now, look, if you have somebody in your family and you know they're going through some stuff and they need some legal advice, they just don't have the money every time they talk to a lawyer to pay them $500, have them call us next hour. Because Scott Sherman will be here, and he's pretty good about breaking things down and giving you good advice, and it's been a runaway hit ever since it started, which is why I can see now why the station has him on. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
No.
No, they don't. They don't. They fired him, and he's banned from other parts of the radio day, broadcast day. But here we are, 70 degrees.
I know.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
On this, the 10th day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, 3rd of June. Bobby Gentry just reminded me.
This is more like June
it's almost
3rd.
A sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah.
Another 10 degrees, it would be a Delta.
Yeah.
Delta's south. The Delta, I'm not somewhere south. I'm not sure mm-hmm. where. I guess you could look it up. Look anything up. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. The man who's every day taking more and more of the broadcast mm-hmm. time for himself, hogging it, some people would say, knowing that I'm not going to be here forever, and maybe there'll be a place for him to have his own show. And I do think Peon's Playhouse has a really good ring to
it. Oh, yeah, it does.
Here's the father of the little man who's soon to be 1 year old. We are only 7 days away.
1 week.
1 week from Archie's first birthday. Here's his dad, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was born in 1977, so that would make me an 80s kid, I think.
I was born by the river. Do you know that song?
No.
You don't?
No, not that version.
I've heard that line. I don't know what's the name of the song. Is that?
I just lost it. I had it in my head.
I was born by the river?
I was born by the river. Thank you. Otis Redding or somebody like that did it. I'll think of it later. I'll think of it. Go ahead. You were born.
Sam Cooke. A Change is
Sam
Cooke.
Change is going to come. That's it. And it was recut by Seal, who did a good job of it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Really?
You were born and what?
I was born in 1977, so that makes me an 80s kid, I think.
Yes, it does.
I would say both of your sons were probably 80s
kids. My sons
kids.
Were born in 80 and 83.
Yeah. So that would make them 80s kids.
Right.
And so I saw this list today of things in school that will never happen for, like, Archie when he gets to school age. Things that were very common for us back then. But since, you know,
I have a question.
Yes.
Do schools still have chalkboards?
Well, that's actually on the list here.
A lot
of the things on the list is kids today will not be able to clap erasers anymore. Because now most of the boards are smart boards, are whiteboards.
Yeah, I'm saying we're seeing the end of blackboards, chalk.
Yeah, so that's one of the things on the list is
okay.
that somebody like Archie will not have that.
My daughter had, in grade school, they had one wall had that dry erase board, the great big board, and then on one while they had the chalkboard, but I'm sure they'll do away with all the chalkboards here
soon. I hate to see the end of the old chalkboard.
Yeah, I know. That was a fun thing when you got to go out
Well, you were teacher's pet. If you're a teacher's pet, you got to go out during class and clean the erasers, and all that meant was you throw them up against the building.
Yeah.
That's how you knocked the chalk.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Another thing, the Valentines. I don't think they do Valentines anymore.
You can't do that. Because there might be some little ugly kid that doesn't get a Valentine, and now you've hurt his feelings, so you can't do that.
No, that's on the out. Another one, this is, you had the craft class, arts and crafts, and most of the time you would make for Mother's Day or Father's Day, I remember ashtrays. Those handmade clay ashtrays?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They said, and now, you know how smoking is perceived nowadays. You know, kids don't make it.
No, you can't. Well, not only that, you can't even make anything in a kiln because some kid might get burned.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
can't
no,
even
I'm
do
sure
that.
That's not even part of it.
I think my daughter did that, and they made a little, it was like a little ashtray thing, but they call it change trays now.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah,
but they did that, and then they left them at school, and then the teacher took them all to have them fired.
Oh, at a place with a kiln.
Yeah, so that's what happened there.
We didn't make them, but in my grade school I went to when I was a kid, and do not email me when I say this, because this is what even the principal called it. The retarded kids were in a special classroom. There was no special school district. And if you visited the school, or a parent or some new kid would come to town, they'd take you on a little tour, and they'd go, and the mentally retarded children are in that. And you'd look in there, and they'd be third grade, eighth grade. It didn't matter. They were all in one class. And all they did was make potholders. Mm-hmm. They just made potholders. And they sold them at events and raised money for whatever.
Oh, I remember those potholders.
There was a little loop on the end.
Yeah.
And they were like woven with a needle, like you crochet. Yeah. And they were actually pretty neat. And these kids were able to do it really well. And the other thing they did in the mentally retarded class, again, do not email me. I'm telling you the way they referred to it. They didn't say special. Mm-mm. Is they worked in the cafeteria. And when you'd go through and somebody puts pinto beans or mashed potatoes on your plate, it was sometimes them and the woman with the hairnet who, you know, was in charge of everything. But they let them work in the cafeteria. You couldn't do that anymore.
No. Mm-mm. No.
What else do you have?
And the for some reason in Catholic school, we didn't have either of these classes. But now boys and girls get to take either or home ec or shop.
Yeah.
Whereas before it used to just be... The girls would go to home ec, and the boys would go to shop class.
I should have taken shop. I regret that. I should have.
I didn't have that as an option.
I wish I had taken shop.
I took shop, and we made, and I think everyone would remember that ever took any shop class, the shop teacher, if he was any good, had at least one or a part of his finger missing.
Our
ag teacher, the agriculture teacher, had his thumb missing on some farm equipment, so you thought, hey, this guy's the real deal.
And we made those pump lamps. Everybody
what
made
is that?
These pump lamps. It looked like
a water pump?
Yeah, it looked like a big water pump.
Oh, yes.
That was
and
the
you
base
would make
of the
pump lamps, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, that's all the teacher probably even knew how to make. Some teacher. Every class, he's perfected the pump lamp. But if you said, hey, man, can you make a bookshelf? What? He couldn't do it.
No.
But pump lamp?
Oh,
yeah. You're in the right class.
Yeah.
Back when I was in school, you could, and now this will never happen because they have these, you know, the strict guidelines of how a kid can leave after school. But remember, you could go, oh, I'm going over to my friend's house after school.
Yeah,
and the friend's mom would just take you out.
Mom picks you up. She has to show passport, ID, you know. Yeah.
It's and this one did not happen in Missouri, apparently only in two states. But up until 1988 in North and South Carolina, 16- and 17-year-olds were allowed to be hired as school bus drivers. Which I could not believe that.
How old?
16 and 17.
Wow.
Up until 88.
I had
never see that again.
No. I had a friend when we were growing up. He was probably 18 or 19, right after we graduated high school, and he was a school bus driver.
I wonder if that's even allowed anymore. But yeah, they stopped that policy after a 17-year-old unfortunately killed a 4-year-old with a school bus. So. Mm. Homemade cupcakes to school for birthdays? You'll never see that.
You can't. It might have a peanut in it. Some kid would die.
Oh, that's on here, too. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm sure those aren't even allowed anymore.
There's some school districts that don't allow any peanut butter and jelly, period, at all, in the school.
I mean, that was a staple growing up.
But even when Alyssa was in school, we couldn't... You couldn't bring anything
homemade.
It had to be store bought and in the store package, unopened.
Well, Alyssa is a lot younger than we are.
Yeah,
I went to school. My goodness, you brought cakes, cupcakes,
brownies.
Cookies for Christmas. We always brought
that was part of what you did for when it was your birthday.
And when my
no kid ever died, by the way.
Yeah, when my boys were in school, you could bring homemade stuff. That was back
the good old days. You know, I got to tell you something. If I could go back to the 50s, when I wasn't really old enough to know what was going on, but if I could be my age in the 50s or now, honest to goodness, I think I'd take the 50s. It was before that whole mid-60s hippie crap hit. It was before a lot of stuff. And I know there were bullies on the playground, but you know what? Back then, if you wanted to be a jerk or an a-hole or a bully, you had to let people know who you were, because you had to do it in person. You couldn't hide behind some anonymous, cowardly email address.
Oh, sure.
And everybody knew who the bullies were. There was no anonymity. Hey, that guy, Red Smith, he's a bully. Watch out for him. I choose that, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Buying a soda from the cafeteria vending machine. I don't think there are any
well, first of all, we never had sodas at school when I was a kid. We had milk. That was
in high school. No, we could buy soda.
No, that was after my time. We had chocolate or regular milk. That was it. Those were your choices.
Walk to school.
I did it every day.
I'm sure most kids.
I did it most every day.
Oh, I still see kids walking to school.
I think, yeah. You there's
do?
Some that,
yeah, yeah.
Are they walking to where the bus picks them up?
No, they're walking to school.
Well, they got to live a block away.
Yeah, that's not that far. The school is not that far.
Remember, I'm sure you guys had it, too. I remember this one. When you were kids, the teacher would say, all right, everybody sit Indian style.
Yes.
On the floor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now it says...
you can't say that.
Yeah, the schools are becoming more sensitive to the plight of Native Americans.
That's not a plight. They sat around on the pipes with their legs crossed.
But I guess the struggle that Native Americans have using that term has been largely taken away.
Why?
I don't know.
Because that's not a derogatory term. That's not like saying... scalping, and by the way, we still say scalping tickets. How come that doesn't offend the Indians? And Indian style, my goodness, that's just the way they sat around and smoked a peace pipe. That's not offensive. Everything's offensive.
Yeah, picking teams in gym, remember? Where
can't do that.
Have a captain where...
Can't do it.
No.
And you know that every single time in school, I was the... And I mean every time, I was the last kid picked.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't even picked. You're the only one left. So Team B goes, okay.
All right, we'll take Frank.
Okay. Nobody wanted me. No, nobody wanted me.
Coming over, Frank. You're playing right field.
You probably would have liked that they didn't have that
I would have liked it. It hurts your feelings. It's hurtful when you're always the last kid.
Oh, sure. No, I could see that because
I think that's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
you're playing right field and batting last.
You're not athletic. You're calling a teacher Mrs. or Miss. Apparently,
what are you supposed to call?
I guess it says nowadays most women teachers opt for Ms.
Oh no, not
regardless
me.
Of marital status.
Sorry, you know what Ms. You know what that means to me? Feminist, over the top, extreme feminist. That's what Ms. means to me. That's what it means to me. Don't tell me I'm wrong. You can't be wrong about an opinion, and that's what it means to me if I see Ms.
At Oakville, their choir teacher was, she went on to Webster, but she was Paula Martin. Her name's Paula Martin, and all the kids in the choir just called her Martin. That was it. Hey, Martin. And
I like that.
That's what she wanted.
And then the last one, this one, probably is a good thing that this one, when kids were forced to go stand in the corner for being bad or being,
what's wrong with that? It's humiliating, but that's the point. You're supposed to not want to do what you did again. You're supposed to have a punishment that ensures you never do it again.
It says, now, however, standing in the corner is widely considered to be cruel and even corporal punishment.
No, everything's considered to be cruel.
But I just thought that was... interesting how much times have changed just in the last since I've been in school. So that was it.
I'm a big fan of corporal punishment. I got, and the word was whipped in school with a cane.
Oh, the teachers had permission to do it.
I had something on Facebook, and it said, has this ever been used on you in school? And it was a picture of a paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Every a picture of a paddle in every principal's office.
Well, and did they ever in your school talk about the electric paddle? It was a myth.
It was.
But we bought into it, and they said, you better hope you don't go to the principal's office.
The paddling machine,
he's
they called it.
He's got an electric paddle.
Well, they have those now. It's those electric fly swatters.
You could have that as a paddle and just electrocute some guy's butt.
Oh, no, they called this the, everybody said... They have the paddling machine in the principal's office.
Oh, really?
It's like, what the heck's the paddling machine? It's like
what?
A thing.
I miss those days. I do.
I know.
I do. I miss that.
A thing where you stick your butt in, and then the thing hits you, and it's so hard. They didn't have a paddling machine. But I found out I did get paddled.
A.J. Phillips was our ag teacher. And if you remember, most teachers doubled as something else, like the math teacher taught driver's ed, or the coach also had to teach biology. So A.J. Phillips was the ag teacher, and he looked like an agriculturist. He looked like a farm, big strapping farm guy. But then he had to be the homeroom teacher, which just meant homeroom was like study hall time. And you'd go in a big study hall. I think it was actually called study hall. And you had an hour.
Yeah, it was.
Just a room full of kids that are supposed to be studying and keep their mouths shut. And he'd walk in with a big cane, like a bamboo cane. And he'd go, all right, starting right now, the talking lamp is out.
They always had their little phrases.
Yeah, talking lamp's out. Yeah. And, man, he'd sit down at that chair and scan that room. He didn't want to see any talking. And he knocked the daylights out of me a couple of times with that cane. And you didn't forget it. You went home with marks on you. And I'm not saying that's right for everybody. But I guess it was right for me.
No.
I got the message.
We only got paddled by the principal. The only time we ever got hit by anyone was Sister Betty Jean.
Oh, you've talked about her before.
Oh, she was.
You know, she made a mark on your psychologically.
Yeah,
she left a mark.
Physically and mentally.
She was the meanest nun ever. The meanest nun. And I know I would have loved, after I got older, to walk up to the convent and knock on the door and Sister Betty Jean and just start.
Kill her?
No, not kill her. Just pick up one of those pointers and just smack her. Smack her in the back of the leg and smack her on the knuckles and fingers.
It is so much fun. If you start talking about going to school, I hated school, but
you know what?
It's fun to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big highlights of my life, I called in the principal's office and he declared me an official crossing walk patrolman.
Ooh.
And I had a little strap with a badge on it.
Oh.
It crisscrossed across your chest.
Those
and a reflective,
cool.
Like an orange flag.
Yep.
And I got to leave early, like 15 minutes before the other kids, to go out and stand at the crosswalk. And
you got to start a school later, too, because you were out at the crosswalk.
But you go from thinking, I'm like a cop, to realizing that to the other guys, you're now a dork.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They
narc.
Make fun of you.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, boy, this is not a good thing.
You're a part of the system.
Yeah. You turned. You're one of them. And you were just like a geeky dork if you were a patrol guy. So.
Oh, man.
You want to get Mr. Londoff on the phone?
Yes, I am. And I'll tell you real quick to go to our Facebook page because I posted a Christmas tree, and I'm not sure where this thing is, but it's someone that put their light display outside, and
a lot of people do that.
I know, but I'll just say it's a palm tree that they put together, put lights on their palm tree, and you'll have to check the palm tree out and see.
Okay.
It's not in this
town, obviously, if it's a palm tree.
No, it's not. It has to be somewhere else, like maybe in Florida or something like that.
California,
but
St. Thomas.
Check the palm tree out and see what you think. It'll really push you in the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
We'll go to traffic real quick. We're doing traffic today.
Yeah, we'll check traffic.
Who's doing traffic?
It's Frank Ladd.
Can I introduce him?
Yes, you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, even as a child, they were said, boy, he is a fine young Frank. Frank Ladd. I did that yesterday.
No,
it didn't go over.
Did,
I thought maybe it would be better today, but apparently not. So let's bring him in and check on traffic. Frank, how's it looking?
Burger with a pocket of volume this afternoon, Frank. 64 westbound between Hampton and McCausland, then again Lindbergh and Mason, and the Spirit of St. Louis Airport Road out to the Boone Bridge. That's all due to road work. This update brought to you by BP. Fill your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go. Let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP today. I'm Frank Ladd on the KTRS Traffic Center. Back to you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Frank to Frank, we call it.
Oh, yeah.
Frank to Frank communication. Now, a man I spoke with this morning as we both thanked and congratulated, I believe it was Rudy and Edna from Moscow Mills. Is that right, John?
That's correct, Frank.
And they ordered, check this, they will be the owners of the very first 2017 Volt in the state of Missouri.
Ordered
from John Londo. Yeah, they'll be the first in the state of Missouri to have the 17 Volt.
That's
so
very cool.
Again, Rudy and Edna, thank you.
Wow.
It was a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Awesome people. Friends of a great friend of mine, Kenny Whitney, guy that taught me how to sell cars. But I'm sure that Edna and Rudy are listening right now. getting all excited when that 2017 Chevy Bolt comes in. But, man, we had fun. You know, I knew the first time I talked to Edna on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and we had to wait to get allocation for the order. And, you know, I stuck my hand out to shake her hand, and immediately she gave me a hug. You know, and
that's
we were just talking about how
that's a beautiful story.
People, I mean, you know, you're a hugger, Frank.
A hugger?
I would say Frank is not
no.
a hugger.
I'm a hugger of ladies, women. Yeah. I love to hug women. I like to make it a long, sort of deep hug.
Drawn out hug.
A few times I've had to, like, say to you, like, all right, can Mimi breathe now? Can you stop?
Well, I'm going to hang on to her for a while because I like her. A hug should not be just real brief. They need to feel you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, they do. They need to feel what your body is saying.
I'm going to step out of the room for a second.
Rudy and Edna were great.
The great thing is, I said, hey, I didn't even tell him I was calling you. You pick up on the first ring, and I know you probably just finished a workout, so I do appreciate you.
I was probably breathing a little hard from the workout in the gym.
Yeah. You know, that was awesome, though. And they just loved it. They were like, wow. They just couldn't believe it. Just watching people's face when they hear your voice. And, of course, watching their faces, you were making fun of me.
Well, I think they expect that.
You made fun of them?
What was the joke? Go ahead, tell, because it was pretty funny.
I told them, I said, look, I asked if John had taken these folks to dinner. My goodness, they bought the first Volt ever in the state of Missouri. And they said, no, he hadn't made that offer yet. And I said, well, that reminds me. I said, I had lunch with John not long ago, and he had to leave before I did. I know he got some kind of call. I said, that's okay, go ahead. I'll stay and pick up the tab. And the waitress came over and said, oh, your friend left this in his chair. He left a bed sheet. And I said, no, that's his handkerchief. And, they got a big kick out of it.
And he's like, go ahead, and goes, and ask him to take off his toupee.
Yeah, I said, ask John to take his toupee off. I said, no, he's got good glue, so you got to yank real hard because it's really glued down.
Oh, man.
You know, anytime you tell somebody, though, that somebody wears a toupee, even if it's not true, they'll always, from that point on, stare at the person's hair and wonder if it's real or not. Dave Murray goes through that a lot. Somebody started the rumor, remember, that Dave had a hairpiece, and he doesn't.
He called us when we mentioned it on the air. He called
and said, I do not have a hair. and that's what you get, though, for being, when you get older, still having dark hair, which he says he doesn't color, and thick. You deserve that punishment and torture on behalf of all of us who haven't had
hair. Let me help you. It's not torture.
Not for you, but for guys like me, it is.
You know, I have to maybe buy a little bit more shampoo than you do.
I don't buy any shampoo. I don't use shampoo.
So I buy a little bit of gel. You don't need it.
No, I don't need it.
But you have to, you know, you have to shave your head.
No, I don't shave my head.
What about the side? You cut it real short.
I take clippers and just trim the fringe on the side, but I don't shave the top of my head. There's nothing to shave.
You don't shave?
No, not my head.
Do you buy like head wax to make it shine? Because when you come here, your head is shiny.
It's not. My head doesn't shine that much. No, I don't buy head wax.
Buff it out.
A globe, like an orb. It doesn't shine.
Man.
Go ahead. Keep them coming. Yeah, let me tell you something. Let me tell you the advantage. Let me tell young men.
Right now, with this sunshine, where it's positioned right now, you know, here on the 10th of December.
And you see me 2 miles away.
You can find somebody.
Like a lighthouse.
You can find somebody.
Young guys who are going bald and you're freaking out, let me tell you something. Don't worry about it. In fact, you're going to be glad this happened, and here's why. When you're in your early 20s, and I was bald by 23, you look older, so people tend to give you more respect and listen to you because they think you're older than you are. And when I was 23, I got a job at an ad agency, and it was a Friday. And we shook hands, and he said, well, you start Monday. And as I walked out his door, he said, by the way, how old are you? It's a true story. He said, how old are you? And I said, well, how old do you think I am? I said, it's on my resume. He said, I don't read resumes. I make my decision based on meeting you and listening to you. He said, how old are you? I said, well, how old do you think I am? He said, 28, 30. And I said, no. I said, I'm 23, but you just agreed to pay me the salary of a 30-year-old guy. I'll see you Monday. And I walked out of there. And it's true. I got paid more than he would have paid me had he known I was 23.
But you know what else, too, about being bald? When you get older, you don't you don't.
Because you looked old anyway.
Well, no, but when you get
older.
Yeah,
how would you know? You're not bald.
When you get older, you actually look.
You're speaking like you have experience. You know the other thing about, you know, being. You're not bald.
No, you look younger.
You got a full head of hair, Dan. How can you be talking about, you know, an experience? You're not bald.
No, I'm talking about other guys that look bald, that are bald.
And you go around seeking out bald guys and start asking them questions.
You're not going to be able to get it out.
No, I'm not going to get it out at all.
Let Sean turn on you.
Here's,
it's over.
Here's what I think. The bald guys look younger when they're older because they don't have gray hair or anything
like that. Thank you.
So there.
Thank you.
Back to you, John.
But what about if your fringe hair is gray?
Well, then you trim that. You keep that down or you shave it off.
Now, my beard hair.
You shave it totally off?
Yeah.
You bald?
My beard hair is white. It's gray and white. It's a fantastic, beautiful beard. If I wanted to do the beard, I'd win the beard contest.
You should do that.
I did it twice. I've done it twice.
He came in here one time. You were gone for a couple of weeks. This was years ago.
I had my face cut open, and I had a 5-inch incision
on the side
of my face, and I couldn't shave. So
it was an awesome beard.
It was a fantastic beard. A big, thick brush. It was. I couldn't stop rubbing it. Yeah, it was. You've never had a beard. I don't think you look right in a beard. Have you ever had a beard?
Me?
Yeah.
Have I ever had a beard?
Yeah.
Sure I have. I came back from a backpacking trip in New Mexico with a bunch of buddies from college, and I didn't shave purposely, and I got, you know, to my dad's office, and he said his exact words were, you know, got a hug, glad you're safe. We were, you know, backpacking in the Gila wilderness, and he goes, you know how silly you look with that beard? You know how silly you look? I'm like, I kind of like it. And you know how you start stroking your beard? He's like, hey, go home and shave that thing off. He goes, who the heck is going to take you seriously and try to buy a car from you?
I look like I have the mange, but my boys did not take after me. They take after their mother because they can grow.
She has a full beard?
Yeah, they can grow a full beard. Well, when you're the...
They take after their mother. Yeah. They can grow a full beard.
When you're the devil's daughter, you can grow whatever you want. You know,
I think
you can
you're
grow
probably
a full
right.
beard.
So, John, you want to hear my favorite beard joke? It's pretty quick.
Oh, my God, yes.
Guy comes home from a weekend.
Am I going to say no?
I'll customize it for you. Guy comes home from a duck hunting weekend, and he walks in the house, and it's a Sunday night. He's been gone since Friday afternoon, and he's got a full beard. I mean, like a full. And his wife says, my goodness, you got a full beard. What the heck? What happened? It's like Miracle Girl. He said, I don't know how to explain it. He said, all I can tell you is we duck hunted in Beardstown, Illinois. And maybe that's what caused it. She said, hey, maybe next time you can go to St. Peter's.
Oh, man. Well, they just keep on rolling.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I tell you, what about this weather? I know people get so hung up on talking about, like, weather.
We can't help it.
Mm-mm.
It's unbelievable. This is December the 10th, and it's going to be nicer tomorrow. And then Saturday... 71 or 72 degrees. Every day.
Keep it coming.
We'll end up paying for it. We always do.
Yeah.
You get a day like this in December or in January, you just got to say, thank God, this is beautiful. And just remember, every day as we go forward into these next few months of winter, it's one day closer to springtime. One day closer to, you look out and all these trees and there's no leaves left. I mean, how many, Frank, I bet you're exhausted from raking all your leaves.
No, but my wife is. She's worn out.
Yeah. Well, that's good to have a woman that knows how to rake.
I can't even begin to calculate the pounds if I knew how many leaves fall at my house, because we're just in the thick woods and the trees are like 40 feet tall.
Hey, I did rake, and I raked.
You can't rake. You got to blow them with a big blower.
I raked my leaves and made a Christmas tree out of some of them, and then made a big
Christmas
wreath.
How do you do that?
I just outlined a Christmas tree and made a little. I'll have to put a picture on Facebook about
sounds
it. And
ugly.
Made a,
sounds
a,
ugly.
Made a great big Christmas wreath. Oh,
Christmas
it is.
Tree out of leaves.
You have way too much time on your hands.
It's my yard ornament.
Made a Christmas tree out of leaves.
Why don't people in the fall make a leaf man like the snowman?
Yeah.
Put some kind of goop to stick the leaves together and make us like a leaf man. It wouldn't melt or anything.
What's goop?
Well, I just said goop substance, like something sticky. Take some honey or something, and then, you know, stick the leaves together.
You're going to get rid of those leaves. Get rid of them. You know, I remember we used to be able to burn them.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You still can if you live way, way out.
Ah, the smell of burning leaves.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, I loved it, too, till I caught the neighbor girl on fire.
Yeah.
You
that
did?
That didn't go too well, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's neat. You got to be careful. Got to be careful.
let's talk a little business.
Well, we did. We talked about Edna and Rudy. I mean,
yeah, getting the first adorable
set of customers we've probably had today, even though we've got a lot of customers today. This warm weather just makes everybody happy. And it just gets you into, let's go buy a car. Let's go to Johnny Lawndown. Let's listen to Frank, that good-looking, bald son of a gun. Let's listen to that shiny-headed individual, Frank Opinion. Let's go see Johnny Lawndown.
Hey, when will that 2017 be in, then?
Probably spring, I'm guessing.
We hope to have that in about 6 to 8 weeks.
How can that be? It will barely be, even if it is 2016, and here's a 17 volt.
Okay, because it's a new design.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so the 2016 was only released, very limited production, in 6 states. Okay?
Yeah.
And we actually called the dealer for Edna and Rudy, and I will say this about Edna. God bless her. She is persistent. I mean, that's how we got to know each other. I think we've talked on the phone probably 5-6 times in the past 3 weeks, and so, you know, she's going to be more excited getting this 2017, be the first person in Missouri, even though that's how our governor in one
Missouri.
So he'll say Missouri then Missouri. Missouri.
I've never heard any governor say Missouri.
They say Missouri. They always say Missouri. I can't stand that.
It's Missouri.
Yeah, I know. Is it Cincinnati or Mississippi? No.
I'm being told by our director we're 5 minutes
over. Nowhere. I got to go. I've got people here to see me, and they're probably aiming the BMP.
Well, of course they are. Give us a phone number.
314-837-1800. Frank, I get it. That's when you wanted me to just be quiet.
Well, yeah, after 20 minutes.
Who's our director?
314-837-1800.
Paul Sherman.
24-7-365 at lawndop.com. And, have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too.
Everybody out there driving, drive safe.
I'm sure the ducks are happy. They're flying around going, he's not going to shoot us today. It's too warm.
They're not flying anywhere. They're in rest areas. They are just quacking away, having a blast.
All right. We're going to send you a bunch of business, okay?
Always do, and I cannot thank you enough.
All right, John, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He was a little nicer today.
Mm-hmm. Very talkative.
Jabbed at us a couple of times. That's John Lawndoff, Johnny Lawndoff Chevrolet. You know where it is, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at lawndoff.com. Don't go away. We're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While some shows on other talk stations come from New York or L.A., KTRS talk personalities are here in St. Louis, focusing on St. Louis. Who carried the CBC High School State Championship game and the annual Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster Groves? Yep, none other than KTRS.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you started thinking about your New Year's resolution? Get a head start on your future by making a resolution that can help you change your life forever. Earn your degree online from Arizona State University. At ASU, we believe the best time to start planning for your future is right now. That's why we offer over 100 of our world-class undergraduate and graduate degrees completely online. For information, call 1-800-400-0595. ASU Online offers the same degrees and the same prestigious faculty as on campus, with flexibility to take classes wherever you are, whenever it fits your schedule. Discover for yourself why U.S. News & World Report named ASU number one in the nation for innovation, ahead of both MIT and Stanford. We're now accepting applications for the spring semester. Make this year the start of something big. Call now to get started and make this the year you learn to thrive. To learn more about ASU degrees online, call 1-800-400-0595. That's 1-800-400-0595.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3811. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Make your spirit bright with the St. Louis Symphony for Macy's Holiday Celebration. Join them for all your favorite classics, including Winter Wonderland, White Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and more. And enjoy a special visit from the North Pole's favorite resident, Santa. See why over 10,000 St. Louisans make visiting Powell Hall their holiday tradition. Macy's Holiday Celebration and the St. Louis Symphony, December 18th through the 20th at Powell Hall. Tickets at 314-534-7000. 1700 and stlsymphony.org.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Working with an incident, Dan, eastbound Highway 70, just horizontal. Left lane is blocked there. You're back up to Cave Springs. Folks are also slowing down westbound to take a look as well. Westbound on 70. Westbound 64 after Lindbergh. An incident over on the right shoulder there. Westbound 64, you've got your heavy stretches between Kings Highway and McCaws, and then again approaching, looks like 270 headed towards Mason Road and approaching the Boone Bridge from the Spirit of St. Louis Airport. Stop and go traffic now, 64 eastbound after Jefferson and headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon and you instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Every year, the charming town of Augusta comes together to celebrate the holidays. Come to Augusta to experience a Norman Rockwell Christmas Festival. Noble Ice Vineyards will be at the Historic Conference Center at the corner of Locust and Jefferson, serving wine and food. Bring the kids. They'll meet St. Nick. Ride the free trolley or take a horse-drawn carriage. Antique stores, boutiques, wineries, local restaurants, all of it on the streets of Augusta, including Christmas caroling at the historic Ebenezer Church. Noble Ice Vineyards invites you Friday, December 11th, from 5 until 10 in historic Augusta, Missouri.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2015 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall, Friday, December 11th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. While you're there, be sure to register for an American Girl doll. There's also a donation box here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, Dr. Michael White, Aladdin Insulation, Outdoor Living, the Flooring Industry Council, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, remember we said we got some cold?
No, I don't.
Where you going? Coming out cold means there's no music. I just come in and talk, but somebody forgot we were going to do that.
I asked Pion. I didn't ask Dan. Dan, did you watch The Illusionists last night?
Okay. No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness. Or The Rat, my friend in Osage Beach.
Jeez.
No, not you, Rat Boy. The Rat. He called. He said, turn this thing on. He said, this is the most incredible. I saw magic and stuff. I couldn't even believe I was watching. And five magicians I've never heard of. Not your typical David Blaine. These guys, and you got to think, well, if here are five I never heard of, how many magicians are there who are really fantastic magicians we've never heard of or don't know anything? Lots of them.
Yeah.
Lots of them. They did a couple of things. I can't even begin to tell you. You'll have to maybe pick it up online or something. But it was an hour, and it was called The Illusionist. And then prior to it was another hour from a guy I'd never heard of, Matt, again, his last name. Again, tremendous. He was more of a street magic. Who was it that David Blaine would go out on the street? Who was the other guy who would, who am I thinking
Chris Angel?
Chris Angel.
Yeah.
So he was a lot like those guys in that he would, and you got to wonder, are these people in on it, or is he actually doing what it looks like he's doing? And I know, you know, here's an interesting thing. My wife hates magic. Now, who hates magic? I called her. I said, come in here. You have to see this. She says, I don't care anything about it. I said, it's magic. She said, here's what she said. I don't like magic. It's not real. That's exactly what she said. And she won't even watch it. And I'm going to be watching the most incredible trick in the world. And she, what else is on? She just doesn't care. How weird is that? This is the woman who has never had one peanut butter and jelly sandwich in her life.
Oh.
She still never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow.
The hell that I live in.
Yeah.
Boy, fantastic magic. And she's never seen a trick where she had any reaction to it. Because her reaction is, well, it's not real. Of course it's not real. That's why it's so fantastic. It looks so real. Ballast Dental Care. Scott Sherman comes in after the 4 o'clock news break, so be ready with your legal questions. Real quickly, the number is 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone to the dentist for 42 years. I think you know that if you listen any time at all. To those of you who have become patients, and I think every single person over the years who has made that first appointment has become a regular patient. I've never in the 16, 17 years, or however long they've been on, gotten an email from anybody that said, yeah, I tried it and I went back to my other dentist. Never. Not going to happen. They have a couple of great offers right now. One, sedation dentistry, the consultation and the actual oral sedation. If you need it, they're waiving it for AM and the PM new patients. That's normally like $395. Or the professional whitening system. That's a $310 value. No charge to you if you become a new patient and your AM and the PM. Pretty good deal. And you should go there even if there weren't any offers.